चाहे श्री बात भक्ति विजय तीर्थ महाराज की जय, चाहे श्री बात अक्षयानंद महाराज की जय, राधानंद महाराज की जय, महाराज की जय, अन्य सेवक वृंद की जय, महिला भक्त वृंद की
जय, शक्ति
नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम पराये कृष्णा कृष्ण चैतन्य गौर कभी श्री चैतन्य मरे करी बेनोदया कभी आम पाइब वैष्णव पद छाय सिस्टमेटिक विज्ञान परम गुरु But sometimes it is said that the boundary of the grace of Gauranga is more extensive. And that by his arrangement, Guru comes to me. Guru as Guru. He comes as Guru. So Krishna's grace is also like that. First we come in consciousness with Krishna roughly. Then when we enter in a systematic way, then he comes as Guruji. He sends Padarsak and so many Vaishnava to distribute Sukriti. And gradually we have reached to a particular standard. Ayar Guru Bhav Padasaya Tadasaya Guru Me Bhavi Gachit. Not all in a sudden one may come to Guru. Underground there are many things. Help from the Krishna at large. Then the systematic life begins. The rough progress stops and the systematic life begins in a spiritual world. Then he says he comes in form of Guruji. That is, we are introduced to his internal potency. First he is Brahma Darshan, Brahma Bhuta, Vasannatmano Sochati Nagansati Samasarvish, Mad Bhaktin Lavati Parang. Param bhakti bhakti, that systematic pure devotion, we are taken to the door of that. So, kabe sri chaitanya mari koribe na daya, kabe ami paibo vaishnava pada chaya. By his grace, we shall come across the internal, departmental, local grace, more specified form. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now we shall come to the fifth sloka of Mahaprabhu today, to explain by his grace. It begins with ओयि नंदतनुज किंकरं पतितं मां विषमे भवाम्बुधौ कृपया तव पाद पंकजं स्थितोद्भूयि सदृशं विचिन्तय. Everything in his thought, in his conscious area, chintaya, please consider me. Give me a little spot within your consideration. I want to enter in the jurisdiction, in the realm of your consideration, your look, your grace. So, your care. I no longer find myself safe within my guardianship, my care, I do not know to take proper care about myself. I invite your care. Please accept me. Please give me entrance admission in the realm of your care. I want to live there under you. You are my guardian. You are my guardian. I want to live under your guardianship. We Nandadanuja, but who are you? But who are you? We are told about you of different conceptions. But anyhow, I have come across to your beautiful conception of Vrindavan. Sutimapuri smitimitari bharatamanye bhajantu bhavabhita ahamiha nandang vande yashyalindi parambam. One spiritual scholar, Raghupati Upadhyaya, when he met Mahaprabhu there Paras near Mathura, then there was a discussion and Mahaprabhu putting questions and he answering. There, this slope occurs. Who is Saddha? Whom we want to have our master? Who is the final goal of our life? Where it is placed? Everybody, Upadhyaya came out with this. So, Suti Mapari Smriti Mitari. Generally we find, and here in Varnasrama Dharma, some are under the guidance of the Smriti, and the higher section, they tell that they are under the guidance of the Sruti, especially the Gyanamargins. The karma margi who are more engaged with this bodily duties with the color of godliness, they are follow Sunti. And those that are out of this physical demand and tries to transcend this life of enjoyment and exploitation, Nivritti Marga, they generally take their guidance from the Sruti portion Upanishad of the Veda, of Veda. The higher advices are given in the Upanishad. So, Sruti. Raghupati Upadhyaya, I do not know Sruti or Smriti, but I feel a necessity to follow the guidance of my heart, not so much of brain, but I consider that the real peace, it is just its connection more with the heart. Aham hi nandang bandhi. My mind is always attracted by nanda. Nandang bandhi. I do not know, but I have no liking to know who is Sruti, who is Smriti. But I find my innermost urge, attraction for Nanda. Sruti Mapari Smriti Mitari Bhajantu Bhava Bhita Ahamiha Nandang Vande. Yashyadindi Param Brahma. I am seeing the concrete thing here. They say the conception of Brahma, Parabrahma, Paramatma. But Parabrahma, Krishna is also said by many of those authorities as Parabrahma. And that Parabrahma is crawling on the compound of Nanda. How he has attracted Parabrahma. The Sukadeva Goswami also says in Bhagavatam, Nanda kima karat brahman, seva mahodayam purikshit maharasi, yasudava mahabhaga, papurjasyastanam hari. You brahmagga, whole time you are merged in exclusive conscious world. No trace of any mundane objective reference found in your sent person time. You are engaged with the subjective world and never your consciousness thrown towards this objective world of ours. One question to you, my master. Nanda kima karod brahman seva mahodayam. You say that Krishna is Parabrahma. Then what duty Nanda did discharge? What sort of realization Nanda got? That the Parabrahma is so near to him, so intimate to him, he seems to be under their clutches. What is this? This is wonderful. This is most wonderful thing. Is it possible? Nandakino Parabrahma, Yasudha Mahamahabhaga. The yogis, the rishis, the great scholars and balance makers, they say they sometimes have a peep, a rare peep into their object of aspiration and realization and comes back suddenly, can't keep their attention in that plane for some time. And that substance, that thing, how it is possible that Yashoda, having in her bag, is it possible? Then how it is possible? If such things remains in reality, then why should I not be attracted by that method? So much intimacy with the highest entity. How is it possible? It's impossible. But if it's possible at all, why should not we be attracted for that? So here also, the similar echo. Sutimapare smritimitari bharatamanye bhajantu bhavabhita ahame anandana bandhe yashyalinde paramabrahmam. I don't like to be entangled in this subtle discussion and analysis of the shastric ideas and thoughts and the ontological representation, but what I see here on the total estimation, Yashyalindi Param Brahma, I want to surrender myself to Nanda and his party. I want to enlist my name in that group. as Nanda is the master, guide. Nandadan. So, eliminating that exercising, the way by exercising our energy, we can attain a good destination. Or, without any faith in our own energy, we may try through our consciousness, our subjective, utilizing our subjective energy only, eliminating this objective temptation with the experts of that plane, to inquire into what would be the solution of life in the higher subjective area. Higher subjective area, this gyan, karma gyana dhanavetam, then nandadaniya kinkal, miss the point. Anyhow,
Shrutim apare smitim.
Hmm?
You're telling that verse, Shrutim apare smitim apare.
Shrutim apare smitim apare. Ami anandam bandhi. Then another, Krundakimakarad brahman. I want to my concrete understanding, the direct appeal of my heart, appeal of my heart. In another word, my sraddha, my faith, my common sense about religion. Common sense, that is faith. Faith, sraddha. I see the Parabrahma. Parabrahma, which is so rare, and that is, if I find concrete, is so much intimate. So why should we, I engage myself in wild goose chasing? Goose chasing, I shall die, I feel direct method of teachings. I want Parabrahma, I found Parabrahma, is so intimately God, and there is example. Then why should I allow myself to run hither and thither? Some say that your ear is taken away by the kite, and I should, without touching the ear, whether it is or not, I shall run after the crow. What is this? I find Parabrahma is here. Has kindly come with all his charm here. And his charm is not a secret thing. So many great personages are being attracted. I find it straight. And I shall go to run after Sangha's phantasmagoria of the meditationist, or the abstractionist, renunciationist. No, I won't. Ami anandang bandhi yusya lindhi parang brahma. The common sense, the straight understanding. So, oi nandatanuja kinkarang potitang mahang. We have come up to that standard. Then we can ask, oi nandatanuja kinkarang, the Lord of Love, nandatanuja means, you are king in the country of love. So I feeling affection, I appeal to your affection, Nandatamaya. King Karang Putitang Mang Vishami Bhavam Buddha. I am your servant. I feel it in myself. that I have some connection with you, and that is of subordination. But anyhow, I am in adverse circumstances. I feel that there are so many enemies within me, and they are trying to take me away from you. I can't place my attention to you all the time, all the time. At the same time, I feel from the inner brain of my heart that you are my master. You are my master. You are all in all of me, in me. My heart won't be satisfied without your company. I feel it in the inner quarter of my heart. So my appeal to you, but I am under unfavorable circumstances, I am suffering. And without your grace, your attention, your interference, I don't find any relief from my present imprisoned position. Nandatanuja, kim karam patitam mam viṣami bhavam buddho. Kripaya tava pāda pankaja sita dhūli sadesaṁ vikintaya. Here it is said, dhūli sadesaṁ vikintaya. I am not eternally connected with you, I can feel. Then this separation would have been impossible. Vibhinnaṁ sa jīv. Sangso vivinangso. Vivinangso jeev shakti te ganam. I am a part of your potency. I am not a part, partial representation of you as onnanya avatar. Other incarnations of him are sangso, partial representation of himself. But jeev is also partial representation, but not of him, but his potency, the shakti tegana. So it is rather considered as his potency, not mamai vangso jeevaloke jeevabhuta sanatana. Though it is found in that way, his angsa. But kiranarka pamojusa, so Heiner and Lysis have proved that jiva is not sangsa, it is vivinnangsa. And what is that vivinnangsa? That is the part of his potency. And jiva comes from tatastha shakti. Krishna tatastha shakti vedavipada. So, dhuli. I am not person, part and parcel of your own body. Even the ray. But my representation nearer that of material, like a particle of sand, particle of earth, not even the ray coming out of your, the luster of your body. In this way. In this way, Mahaprabhu representing on our behalf that our petition must be of this type. Patitam mam viṣami bhavam buddhau kripaya tava pāda pankaja sthita dhūli sadesaṁ vikintaya. I cannot give the intelligence of such possessing such fortune that I may consider a the inseparable part of yourself, a separatable part, and I also want your grace and do justice to me. Do the other, I invoke your mercy for special grant in my case to accept me in any position connected in your connection. The lowest position, a particle of dust in your feet, at least this must be sanctioned in my Lord, my faith. This is my prayer. So Mahaprabhu asking us to pray to Krishna in such a mild and humble way, not with any gorgeous and higher demand. This is advice to us. Oi Nandatamaja, I want Nandatamaja. I am Kinkaram, but I am under adverse circumstance. Paditam Vishamini Bhavambudu. I want your grace, invoke your grace. Kripaya Tava Padapankaja, Sthita Dhuli Sarisham. Only consider myself as a particle of dust which is in the soul of your divine feet. Our prayer should be couched in such way, in a very humiliating way. Then next comes
Nayanam
Galadasu Dharaya Badanam Gadagada Ruddhaya Gira Pulakir Nikitanga Babukada Tavanama Gahani Bhavishyati. Prayer granted. And he has acquired a position there. Now ambition has got no end. Posted there in safe position, again praying for further promotion. First only a negligent position as a dust under the soul of your divine faith. But when the grant came, the touch of Krishna, holy feet came to the dust. The dust was converted with magical wand to something else. And now more demand, higher demand. Higher demand automatically come. What is this? I prayed only to become a dust on the soul of your feet. But what I feel now within me, the very touch of the feet, I am a dust, I am an earth, and you are Parabrahma. But earth is converted into such great inconceivable nature, attitude. I wonder. I simply wonder what is my nature, how it is transformed. Now I find that my demand is more intense and more higher, or higher intimacy. Nayanam Galadasudharaya. First this dasya, but now it gets the connection of the touchstone converted into Raghumarga. Krishna means Anurag, not Narayan or Ramchandra. Krishna means who is worshipped by divine love, affection, the king of affection, the center of affection and love. So when only came in touch of his feet, the whole thing changed. demand for love and affection. And the more intimacy came to grace that Sadhvita. He was raised to such a plane. Now his prayer is like that. Nayanam galadhasu dharaya. What is this? My eyes are incessantly shedding tears. I can't check my tears. It is coming out incessantly. Badanam gadagada ruddhaya vidha. And when I try to take your name, I feel that I am going beyond control. Control, some interference from some other quarter, is moving me, disturbing my normal, thinking and aspiration. I feel I am in the mist, I am nowhere. I have lost my control. I have become a doll in the hands of some other power or plane. Madhanam gadagada ruddhaya gira. Nayanam galadasu dharaya. Madhanam gadagada ruddhaya gira. Pulakre nishitam bapukkala. Tava nama guhane bhavishyati. My hankering, ambition taking me, trying, arousing me, my aspiration towards something else. Not only your connection of a sadhvita from distance, but coming in touch of you with magical wand, my aspiration changes, ambition changes. I see that so many devotees, they are engaged in your service, taking your name, their condition is such and such. And I want to, aspiration has raised, I want to be lifted to that position. To that position, I can realize that position far off. But my earnest pray that I may be raised to that level. Your connection has taken me has given me such thirst. I am in touch of that plane, and my aspiration increase that sort of affection and love, that I can be besides myself. More handling and interference of you I like. I like. You play with me as you like in your own way. Your connection, your name, your feeling, your remembrance play with me in any way you like. My heart hankers for such interference from your part. Nayanam galadasu dharaya, badanam gadagada ruddhaya gira. Pulakir nichitang bapukkada tava nama gahani bhavishyati. When I shall take your name, I may take your name with such feeling, your connection with such feeling it has reached. My previous standard has gone, and my now hankering is for this standard. And I pray that you lift me in that flame of your affection. and love. Then the next yugāyitaṁ nimeṣeno cakṣuṣā prāviṣāyitaṁ sunnāyitaṁ jagat sarvam govinda vidahīne. The devotee thought that if I am raised to that standard, my heart will be fulfilled, thirst will be quenched, and I must feel peace and satisfaction in me. But the development took him to another unexpected plane of life. Unexpected. When that sort of love, that drop, that sort of medicine is given to that that hankering patient, the patient cured, think that he is cured, but he was taken in some dangerous position. What is this? What is this? I was attracted by the charm which is found in the externally in the devotees, shedding tears incessantly. And when taking the name of Krishna, it does not come, sound does not come smoothly. It's checked in the way. And these things attracted me. And sometimes hair stand on their end. And the whole body, the pulaka, attracted me. But coming to that plane, what do I find? Just the opposite. Yugāyitaṁ nimeṣeno. Coming in real connection or relativity with infinite, the finite feels hopelessness. No limit of progress. Rather, as much as intimately I come in connection with infinite, I am becoming hopeless. Hopeless. The more we advance, more we find unlimited and unlimited. Becoming hopeless. But we can't live, can't go back. No possibility of retracing. Only go ahead. The spirit is there, but find the infinite characteristic. We can't live it and also become hopeless. Dure Shuddha Prema Bandha. The very high type of nectar is just in my front, but I can't get it. But the charm is so much, I can't go back. And this entanglement. Yugāyitaṁ nimeṣeno. It is there, I am not able to touch it, to get in my fist. The small span of time, things, long, long ages, went away, I am in want. I am in want. I am trying to get it, but I can't get. And the time passing, ages by ages, I am there. The below time, that is also infinite character. Yugāyitaṁ nimeṣeno, cakṣuṣā prāviṣāyitaṁ. So many rebirths came, get birth from my eyes. Refusely tears ran down from my eye to the over the body. But I don't find to reach the position of success. Sunnāyidam jagat sarvam. Mind is fully vacant. I can't find there any trace of my future prospect. No charm for any other thing. That with that I shall try to console my this diseased body. No possibility. All alternatives eliminated. Wholly I am in the clutch of such anchoring of Krishna connection. Exclusive. Sunnāyidam jagat sarvam. No prospect in any other direction I find. I am fully in the clutches of Krishna consciousness and the love of Krishna. No alternative. Sunnāyidam jagat Govinda virahi name. Oh, if there is anyone, come to my relief. I am lost. My position is such, helpless. If there is anyone, come to my rescue. Mahaprabhu says that when we are deeply pressed in Krishna, love, we can't live it. Our satisfaction, our thirst increases. No satisfaction. We are in the midst of such apparently horrible position. Helpless position. Yugāyidam nimeṣeno cakṣuṣā. This is the digdarshan, showing the direction of what the hankering for Krishna peeps or awakens in one's mind. When he really comes in Krishna connection, then his position will be all eliminated, all exclusive, and only whole concentration with Krishna, and that is so tasteful, but so further, further, higher conception of Him in the front, and not getting that as much as he is going ahead, so finds more and more spread in the front, and he finds himself in such position. Yugāyidam nimeṣeno cakṣuṣā prāviśāyitam sunnāyidam jagat sarvam govinda virahi namo.